Tens of thousands of workers across the country will begin returning to their offices and places of work from today as COVID-19 restrictions ease further. Rules around organised indoor group activities are also being relaxed, while limits on outdoor group activities for participants are being removed. Our business editor, Will Gupladi.
It was March of last year when non-essential workers who did not need to be in their workplaces to do their jobs were first directed by the government to begin working from home to prevent the spread of coronavirus. But with COVID-19 vaccination rates among those over the age of 12 years inching towards 90% and case numbers relatively stable, restrictions are now being eased. And so attendance at workplaces for specific business requirements may commence on a phased and staggered basis today. However, employers and staff will still have to continue to abide by the work safely protocols, including maintaining 2 metre distancing, wearing masks in certain circumstances, and ensuring adequate ventilation and hygiene measures are in place. Also today, organised indoor group activities such as for sport, arts, culture and dance can take place with capacity limits of 100 people, where everyone is fully vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19 in the last 6 months. In circumstances where those attending have mixed immunity, pods of up to 6 participants will be permitted, with multiple pods allowed subject to protective measures. Restrictions on outdoor group activities are also to be removed from today.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will today meet the Governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, on the first day of a 5-day visit to the United States. Later this week, Mr. Martin will chair a meeting of the UN Security Council and deliver an address to the General Assembly. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is on a 5-day visit to New York for the high-level week of the United Nations General Assembly. On Thursday, he'll chair a meeting of the UN Security Council on the issue of climate and security. The following day, he'll deliver Ireland's national statement to the UN and will meet with world leaders on the margins of the General Assembly. Throughout the week, there will be cultural and business engagements, as well as meetings with members of the Irish-American community. Today, the Taoiseach will meet with the Governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, who has strong connections to Ireland. Her grandparents emigrated to the US from County Kerry. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, New York.
11 Irish citizens and their direct family members have been flown out of Afghanistan over the weekend. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, said his department has a presence in Doha, where the families have been landed and is assisting them prior to their return to Ireland. Minister Coveney says his department continues to liaise with diplomatic partners to explore all options for the return of Irish citizens who remain in Afghanistan. Voters in Canada go to the polls later today in a snap election called by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, 2 years before the end of his term in office. Mr. Trudeau called the vote last month in the hope that his ruling Liberal Party can regain an overall parliamentary majority. Opinion polls suggest the Liberals are neck and neck with the opposition Conservatives, led by Erin O'Toole. Mr. O'Toole has said the election is unnecessary, especially in the middle of a pandemic. The Netflix series The Crown and the streaming services miniseries The Queen's Gambit swept the Emmy Television Awards in Los Angeles last night. Both won 11 awards in total. The Apple TV series Ted Lasso won 7 awards, including Best Comedy. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Cloudy with a little patchy drizzle or light rain. It will brighten up with sunny spells later. Highest temperature 16 to 19 degrees.